The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. So much to discuss with you, all kinds of things, political, theological, just an enormous amount of subjects, topics to discuss with you today. But I want to begin, it's sad, but it's not sad. One of America's most beloved college football coaches, Bobby Bowden, has announced in the last day or so that he has a terminal medical condition. He nor his family have been more specific, but he's 92 years old. Well, he would be 92 this coming November. He is 91 right now. Most of his fame came at Florida State University, where he was incredibly successful. Born and raised in Alabama, coached at West Virginia for a time, then went to Florida State and became a legend. He released this statement. He said, quote, "I've always tried to serve God's purpose for my life on and off the field, and I am prepared for what is to come. My wife, Ann, and our family have been life's greatest blessings." And then he said this, "I am at peace." Again, the terminal medical condition has not been divulged, but evidently his life will be coming to an end close. The last statement that he had released was back on July 5th, not long ago. Evidently, he tested positive for COVID in October of 2020. He was in the hospital for a while, and then he was back in the hospital this past June for 5 days, and I guess from what I'm reading, has been headed downhill physically since then. July 5th, he told a local newspaper, "I feel fine, but I can't do much." He and his wife, Ann, have been married for 72 years. He has 6 children, 21 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. 4 of his sons have gone into coaching, probably the best-known, Terry Bowden. And his last public appearance was last month. He was a guest speaker at the Send luncheon hosted by the North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. This was part of their national convention in Nashville. And it's kind of cool how why he was there and the purpose behind it. One of the speakers at the North American Mission Board Conference was Mark Richt. He has just announced that I believe it's he has Parkinson's. Again, another wonderful Christian coach. Anyway, he was speaking, and as he was speaking, he mentioned that he had been led to the Lord by his former boss, Bobby Bowden. And as he said that, Bobby Bowden was introduced, the lights came up in the darkened corner of the stage, and he made his way up to the stage. It must have been an exciting time. Anyway, Bobby Bowden, 91 years old, married to his dear wife for 72 years, never bashful about his faith in Christ. I have heard him twice, both times here in Columbus at Christian events, and his testimony was absolutely incredible. Who knows how many people he has impacted for the gospel, how many people have been led to Christ because of the testimony of Bobby Bowden, announcing today that he has been diagnosed with a terminal medical condition. And then other news here in Ohio, Nancy Pelosi has requested a select committee to investigate the January 6th riots. Well, anything done in the Congress is supposed to be bipartisan. So the Republicans were allowed to pick five Republican representatives to join the group. So Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, chose five Republicans. Well, one of them is Ohio's own Jim Jordan. The other, Jim Banks from Indiana, and Nancy Pelosi said, nope. I am not going to approve. Well, excuse me. These were to be chosen by the Republican leader in the House, the minority leader McCarthy. Yeah, no. She said, I don't like them. I'm not going to allow them. So she has rejected two of the five Republican picks on the January 6th Select Committee. So as a result, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has called Pelosi's move unprecedented and said, and I quote, unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republican nominees, Republicans will not be party to their sham process and will instead pursue our own investigation of the facts. So it looks like, and there is no way that Nancy Pelosi is going to reverse herself. No. Much too proud for that. So it looks like there will be no Republicans on this select committee. Jim Jordan released this statement after being rejected by Speaker Pelosi. Quote, Speaker Pelosi just admitted the obvious that the January 6th select committee is nothing more than a partisan political charade. Well, I think we knew that anyway. So, what did Nancy Pelosi say? Quote, with respect for the integrity of the investigation, with an insistence on the truth, and with concern about statements made and actions taken by these members, I must reject the recommendations of Representatives Banks and Jordan to the Select Committee. The unprecedented nature of January 6th demands this unprecedented decision. So she admits that rejecting the choice of the leader of the Republicans in the House of Representatives is indeed unprecedented. I don't think she cares. The goal of this select committee is not to get to the truth. There are many investigations already going on by the FBI, other agencies within the federal government. The purpose of this House committee investigation is to make Trump and Trump supporters look bad because they desperately want to make sure that Donald Trump never returns to Washington, especially as president. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on it, but it looks like there will be no Republicans. It won't be exactly bipartisan. No. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, a local, they're not really political, but a local group that's concerned about values, morality, stationed here in Columbus, is in kind of hot water because one of their representatives spoke at a megachurch in Cincinnati over the weekend. And now that megachurch in Cincinnati is apologizing for what the Columbus organization said. Yeah, it's bizarre. It really is. The Cincinnati megachurch is issuing an apology that somebody somewhere might have had their feelings hurt. No, you can't hurt anybody's feelings. Anyway, I'm working on an interview sometime in the 4 o'clock hour concerning this story. I'll give you more details, and hopefully we'll have a live interview sometime in the 4 o'clock hour to address the controversy. Speaking of controversy, here in Ohio, Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati has invited President Joe Biden to their campus this evening for a town hall meeting with CNN host Don Lemon. Yeah. Now, here's the problem. Mount St. Joseph University is a Catholic university. Let me see. Does anybody know what the policy of the Catholic Church is on abortion? Oh yeah, it's a sin, and not a little sin. No, it's a biggie. And Joe Biden is turning out to be the most pro-abortion president in American history. So we have a Catholic university inviting a Catholic president who openly and proudly defies the teaching of his own church. Well, some are happy. Obviously, some are not. Right to Life of Greater Cincinnati is expressing outrage. In a statement from Right to Life of Greater Cincinnati, quote, President Biden carries responsibility for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of unborn lives, they said in an email to their supporters. They went on, what compassion and charity is shown to the unborn when the university hosts a president who claims to be a Catholic, yet has to be the most pro-abortion administration in the history of our country. Some alumni of Mount St. Joseph are expressing either disappointment or outrage, and others are going, yeah, wow, we get to get the president on our campus. The issue of abortion has been a hot topic within the Catholic Church for quite some time. And it illustrates, among other things, the Catholic Church, like other churches, are not monolithic. I remember several years ago, a Catholic listener to my program, this individual and I got into a debate, I guess, if you will. And the Catholic said, well, you Baptists, you're so splintered and divided. You got the Southern Baptists, the Northern Baptists, Independent Baptists, Conservative Baptists. There's 300 different kinds of Baptists, and we Catholics are all one. We're all united. No, that is not true. The Catholic Church is terribly divided, always has been. It's never been monolithic, and it is probably more divided today than at any time in their history. You have the conservatives, you have the liberals, you have the moderates in between. You got people who love the Pope. You got people that almost hate the Pope, and this is all within the church. You have Catholics that are adamant that the catechism must be kept. You have other Catholics that are going, it's just kind of a guideline. It's really not that important that we stick to the catechism. It's going to be interesting to see what the American Conference of Catholic Bishops comes up with as they draft a letter. Probably won't be finished until November. Expressing the official opinion of the American Conference of Catholic Bishops concerning communion, political leaders as well as other people, and ultimately, do you prohibit Catholics from partaking of communion if you support wholeheartedly abortion? I hope that it's a very, very strong statement. I doubt it. I hope it will be. I hope it will be, but I think by the time we get to November, the Pope himself has exerted quite a bit of pressure on the American bishops to not take a stand at all concerning politicians and communion. And we will see. Again, I hope it will be a strong statement, but I kind of doubt it. All right, my number is 877 Bob Live. In the next hour, oh my goodness, I've got so much. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, Mayor Wheeler, has made a complete 180 concerning police. Ice cream wars continues to heat up. Get it? Ice cream, heat up. Yeah. Ice cream wars continues to heat up in Israel. The new prime minister has inserted himself into the ice cream wars. Court updates, Missouri, California, Washington. I got a lot in the next hour, so hang with me. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We will be right back.